in, everyone, to the Chaos Sports Podcast. Tonight, it's a loaded episode. Woo-wee, is it loaded? We have members of the North Olmsted High School Hockey Team, along with boxing champion Brody Stanford. So sit tight, put your feet up, and grab something cold to drink. This episode is loaded, and it is now time for the Chaos Sports in, everyone, to the Chaos Sports Podcast. Pretty fun episode tonight. Like I said, when we started this bad boy a couple months ago, when I left NEO Sports Insiders, some called the darkness, and went into the lights of Chaos Sports, did so with the passion of boxing, MMA, pro wrestling, and high school sports. I said from day one, those would be four topics we would cover, we would broadcast on a regular basis. This is no different. But as I always tell you, and before we get to tonight's episode, which is loaded with those North Olmsted hockey players, they are on their way. They will be here any second, along with boxing champion Brody Stanford. Like I always say, nothing we do is possible without our sponsors. The only way this show is going to keep going is if we pile on the sponsors, plumbers, window companies, roofing companies, auto mechanics, sports bars. Bring it on. Vape stores, I don't care. Bring them in. We will sell them a sponsorship. They will love being here. And without any further ado, speaking of the sponsors, let's go ahead and talk about a couple right now as Becky Lynch wraps up the theme music. Richard Ward, our main man of real estate. Richard Ward from RE/MAX Beyond 2000. He is the number one name in real estate worldwide, and Richard Ward with RE/MAX Beyond 2000 is your hometown expert. Richard Ward is a full-time realtor specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies. With offices in Middleburg Heights, Broadview Heights, Westlake, Richard Ward and his team are available to guide you through the entire process of buying your dream home or selling your current home. Bottom line, you want to buy a house, you want to sell a house, call this guy. He's incredible. Richard Ward, okay? Contact him. RichardWardRealty.com. I mean, I'm telling you flat out, if you want to buy a house or sell a house, he is the guy. He's the guy. That's all there is to it. Our brand new sponsor, as of 4 minutes ago, Kobos Insurance. Welcome to the team. Kobos Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They are independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find customers the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance. They do it all, guys. They're also open 365 days a year. It's incredible. You can visit them today at 66, I crossed up Reeds. Sorry, they are a family run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Sorry about that. Yes, Kobo Insurance, you can contact them 365 days a year. Had a sentence jump from another read there. But speaking of companies, open 365 days a year, Cleveland Fitness Club. Guys, for 20 plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all, bikes, tracks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. They really are. You can visit them today at 6600 West 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. Again, Cleveland Fitness Club. They used to be called the Omni. They also own Airport Go-Kart. And guys, if you have a sponsorship that you want to bring to us, you own multiple companies, we're going to give you all those companies for the price of one. Just like it is here with Fitness Club and Go-Kart. We're only going to charge you once. Looking for a fun time with your kids and friends? Once the weather starts to warm up, head over to Airport Go-Kart at 16208 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. It is fun for everyone involved at a next to nothing price. You know, a couple years ago, right around this time, I bought a car for my dad. I was so happy to be able to do that. A few years before that, I bought a car for myself. Both times from Helene Kia, James McConville. I call him Jamie MacBone. He's my guy. Helene Kia in North Olmsted. A lot of you tonight live in North Olmsted that are going to be listening to this, okay? If you need a car, go to Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Ask for James McConville. When you do, tell him that Vince McKee sent you there. Trust me, you're going to get a very, very nice purchase. Let's just say for a sizable discount. Go see my man. Also, Hoosier Hockey. Obviously, you guys are hockey fans. Let us take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey, tape, wax, lace, and apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. You can find them online at www.hoosierhockey.org or on Amazon. Also, Jenny's Popcorn. A lot of you know my friend Jennifer McGuire. She's one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life. Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition that has been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle and Mark's. Visit them at jennyspopcorn.com or stop in person like I do at 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Ridgeville. It's a really, really cool place, guys. No joke. Go in, check it out, get a tour. Jenny will show you around. She's awesome with the kids. Finally, a couple more to wrap it up here before we get to the show. I mean, there's so many sponsors, it's ridiculous. I'm losing the saliva from my mouth right now. Rocket Fist Candy. You have a sweet tooth, Rocket Fist Candy has you covered with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B in Cleveland, Ohio. I believe the hockey players are here. Let's go check it out. All right, guys. So that knock on the door, that was definitely our first set of guests tonight. They are three members of the North Olmsted varsity hockey team, a team that I personally enjoyed watching. Not only this year, but this year we covered a few games. We talked about it. It was a blast. But actually, more so last year, to be very honest with you guys. Covered a ton of your games last year. Wrote about them. So it was cool this year to actually, you know, get to call the action. I think my favorite moment was the Avon Lake game in overtime, the 2-1 walk-off winner. You know, that was unbelievable sweet. Yeah. Then you guys did it to him again a few days later, which is just insane. So, but it is pretty cool. So I will let them do most of the talking because they're the guests, and I actually hate the sound of my own voice, so we're good. But before we do that, I'm gonna introduce these guys, and I'm gonna put them to work real quick. So sitting to my immediate right is our goaltender, and tell everybody who you are.
Hi, my name's Joey Wazowski. I'm the senior goalie, obviously, for the North Olmsted High School hockey team.
That's cool. And sitting directly across from me.
I'm Riley Vertosnik, number 24, senior, captain this year.
I'm Jake Malotti, I'm a senior, number 7. Also got the C this year.
Very cool, very cool. And there's a nice lady sitting to my far right that will remain unnamed by her own request. So anyways, guys, I've already introduced, let's see, 1, 2, 3, like 7 of these sponsors. And like I said, I'm almost out of saliva and throat here talking. So I'm going to put these kids to work. So the next set of voices you will hear introducing the rest of our sponsors, starting with Frankie's Italian Cuisine, will be Joey. And you just read what's next to it and then hand it off to Riley and we'll pass it around.
Looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal? Love Italian food? Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Visit them tonight at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted.
Makes me hungry right now.
Yeah.
Please turn the page over.
I got a long one.
Yep.
If you're in need of a quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There is nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today at 330-725-5252 or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina.
I feel like I'm back in school. All right.
Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it is indoor or outdoor, Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else for your home or office will need. Visit them today at
Creens.com/Mullins Construction. All right, you guys are off the hook. You're good. I'll make my next guest read the rest of them. All right, so hey, guys, we're here to talk hockey, obviously. Joey, when did you start playing hockey?
I started late. I started in 8th grade.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, most people start when they're 4, 5. I'm out here starting at 13.
Did you play soccer goalie before that or anything? Or?
No, nothing. I mean, the only two sports I played was baseball and football, and that was it.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
What about you, Riley?
Well, I guess I say I started late, but not as late as Joey. I started in the second grade. Like you said, a lot of kids start.
That is late.
3 or 4. So I mean, I started a few years later than some of the guys on the team. So.
I started skating when I was 3, and I actually started as a figure skater. My parents put me in figure skates. So I was in the North Olmsted Ice Show when I was like 4.
Wow.
Being a little figure skater, but when I was around 5, I switched to hockey.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, it teaches you agility and discipline at a young age. Yeah. I would think.
I don't really remember it.
I could see that, you know. I mean, my little girls just beat the crap out of each other, like, mercilessly all the time. Russell, 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 you know. But I don't break them up, one, because I like it, it's entertaining. But two, because it does, it teaches them to be tough, you know, and again, like, energy. So, you know, Jake, staying with you, and we'll just kind of do a round robin as we go with all the questions. The one thing I love about hockey as a fan and a commentator and a writer is I know the level of commitment it takes to play. A very good friend of mine, Mike Goldberg, who's actually the announcer for the UFC for a long time, played hockey for you guys, for North Olmsted High School. And, you know, when I was helping him write his autobiography, one of the coolest things he would talk to me about is playing as a little kid, getting up at the butt crack of dawn to go practice, sometimes practice after school. The amount of money it takes to play. Hockey's not a cheap sport at all, so it's a commitment from the everybody involved, the family members, the coaches, the kids playing. You know, you guys take turns here, and we'll start with Jake. Describe the level of commitment, number one, that it takes to play hockey.
I think it involves, like, a lot of commitment. Like, there's going to be nights, school nights, when you're 45 minutes away, and you get home at 11 o'clock at night, get home, shower, eat, have to do homework still, and wake up at 7 the next day to go back to school, and then practice every day after school. Like, it's really mentally and physically tiring, and it's just, you got to get through it.
Would you guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Just adding on to that, coming up to, like, club level and everything,
yeah.
We're really only practicing, like, 2 times a week, but still that hour a day, and it could, as you get older, it gets later, so. I mean, I remember at one point playing club hockey, I was practicing at 9 o'clock at night. You get home, still have to eat, shower, and a lot of times have homework. And then got to wake up at 6 the next morning. But then it only gets harder in high school because it's every day right after school taking up that hour.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. You have to find it in yourself to get up on those days. You don't want to really go and play hockey. I'm sure, like, everyone's had those days where you don't feel like playing, but you have to. You know you have to. And it just shows who you are after a while, especially in high school.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, as a father, you know, of two young kids, I'll tell you flat out, guys. When I grew up, there were 3 sports to choose from. Mm-hmm. Flat out. It was basketball, baseball, football. As I grew up a little bit, kids started to wrestle, you know. Hockey, it was there. But again, like, there's so many things, I don't want to say discourages the kid, but it just wasn't as prevalent as it is now, which is cool. Very cool. You know, so what would you say now in today's day and age? You know, I'm 37 years old, and to me, I feel like I was your guys' age yesterday. I remember it so clearly. You know, but in today's day and age, a kid, by the time he's 4 or 5 years old, has a million options. It's just ridiculous. They can play a million different sports. What would you say to encourage them to try hockey? And we'll start with you, Joe.
Oof. I would just tell them how you make such great friends over it. Like, you stick with the same group of people for so many years, and you become closer and closer as time grows on. And you guys just become best friends, and it's, like, the best feeling you have, really.
Yeah, like, adding on with that, hockey's not a super giant sport where you get 100 kids at a tryout. I mean, you maybe get 40, and from that you get 15 to 20 in a good club. So you stick with that 20 all throughout your life, through your whole hockey career, and you just become a really good family and super close with those guys.
Yeah, what I think is that what some pushes people away from it is the expense of it, but if you are interested in playing hockey, your local club, like, say, North Olmsted, they have loads of extra spare equipment. Like, you go out there, they will get you set up just to go out there and try it. Just go out there and try it.
That's very cool to hear. You know, the one cool thing too, guys, is Coach Murphy's been there since I've been a kid. So I actually had him my freshman year of high school. Then I had Coach Murphy again my senior year, and he's just one of my favorite people for a lot of reasons. But you know, it was cool for me to come back and you know, last couple of years watch him coach, because I always knew him as a teacher. You know, I knew him as more of a baseball coach than a hockey coach, to be very honest with you. So, you know, not just him, but all the coaches, every one of them. Like, how do they help you this year?
They don't just.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Not just this year. But, my fault. I screwed up. Every year, like since you've been in the program, and you, I want you to talk about any coach you've ever had. I only know Mr. Murphy, but I want you to talk about whoever touched you the most.
Okay, so we had different set of coach our freshman and sophomore year, and then one of the assistant coaches came on as our head coach for our junior and senior year, as okay. long as Murphy as another assistant coach. So Murphy went away for 2 years. So
right.
Murphy coming back.
4 years.
Oh, he was gone for 4 years.
Yeah,
you're right.
4 years.
So with Murphy coming back, like, we all knew he was a good coach.
Yeah.
You all knew he was a good coach. Get to practice. First day of practice, you skate. He turns his hat sideways when he's pissed.
when you make a mistake.
Yeah, he doesn't let you know verbally, but you take a look at him, his hat sideways.
Yeah.
You know you got to step your game up.
You messed up somewhere.
Yeah, but Coach Ben, our head coach now, he's just so personable. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you don't like about him, and I think he'd be my favorite coach.
Yeah, growing up through the years, I've seen so many different coaches, but I really think the coaches I've had throughout my high school career have really helped me develop more into the person I am, and just in hockey in general, I've learned the most about hockey and how to play hockey and everything from every coach I've had my 4 years of high school. Growing up, always watched Coach Murphy as a coach for the high school, and then to hear that he retired, 2 years before we were going into high school, it was probably one of the most heartbreaking things I had ever heard, because I always looked forward to having him as my coach. So to get to have him back as a coach for our last 2 years, I think was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just think these past 2 years, they have been my favorite group of coaches. They taught me, most importantly, how to enjoy the game. And you hear that a lot when people tell you, just enjoy the game. But I want to win. Like, I can't enjoy the game if we're losing. I found that false. Like, I still have fun even if we lost.
That's why he has the nickname Chimes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, and I'm gonna go ahead and really base this on you personally. Mm-hmm. As the goaltender, a lot of people don't probably realize the pressure that you have, because you could spend a good portion of the game just watching, and all of a sudden you're in action immediately, and it's almost like a place kicker in football. You're either the hero or the goat, man. Either you're like, everybody's like, this kid's awesome, or, man, he sucks, right? And even though you know you don't, but everybody's going to have an off night, you're also going to have great nights. You know, every game I covered this year, you did brilliant. I mean, I probably butchered your name a bunch of times, and I feel bad about that, but it was like a Riley smiling, like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I get mine butchered, too.
but it was fun, you know what I mean? It was a ton of fun to cover you. Where I'm going with all this is, how much trust in your teammates and familiarity of how they play helped your personal performance? Having trust in them that you knew where they were going to be, and just really the familiarity of it all.
Yeah, like, trust is, like, one of the most important things when playing a sport. Like, if you don't have trust, you don't really have a strong team together. So if, like, let's say I didn't trust in Jake being my defenseman, I'd probably be all shaky a lot, be like, oh, Jake's out here, I got to play better now or something, and hoping just psychological stuff going in my head. But since I have trust, I can hold down the fort and be a brick wall.
Yeah.
Do you keep track of the line changes going on?
I try to see who's out there. Just a heads up, you know, people's different playing styles, I know.
And, you know, as a captain and a center, I mean, how much did that help you as well, the familiarity of who was on the ice with you at certain times?
Just knowing that the guys you have on the ice with you are going to do their job, their role. Even if it's not said, everybody's got that role that they play, and they know it. So just having that trust and knowing they're going to do what they need to do and what you're going to do. And when that all comes together, it basically you're unstoppable. I mean, there's times where you don't even, like, have to look. You're gonna know your teammate is there. And just that's what comes with being familiar and having good chemistry and trust.
Would you agree with all that, Jake?
Yeah, on top of what Riley said, like, there's moments in the game where you've been playing with these people for 4 years. You understand their tendencies, what they're going to do. And, like, if I know I'm in our defensive zone and Riley's on the ice, I might just throw it to the center of the ice because, you know, he's flying. And I'll trust him to get the puck, go down and score.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know, I say this to you guys not only as, like, a North Olmsted alum and a hockey fan, but just as a person. You know, it was a lot of fun to watch you guys play because you played with emotion. I saw the short lines. What I mean by that was, you know, it was a short bench. Yeah, I picked up on it right away, you know. But you guys, even against Mentor, you know, when you lost by, like, 4 or 5 goals back in the regular season, like, it didn't matter because, like, you guys didn't quit. Like, you still played, like, no matter what, you know. And to me, that shows the heart of a good team.
Yeah, I think that was one of the best things I can say about our team is no matter what the score was, we never gave up.
No.
We fought all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do in you know, in hockey. You have to do that because if not, you might get hurt.
Yep.
You know, it's not a wimp game, man. You know, it's one of those things. And you know, Riley, I've talked to your mom a little bit about it and other people a lot about it. But, you know, for me, like Keon Sports, we have to cover everything. We just have to. You know, because we want to make the sponsors happy, number one. We want to make our fans happy. But for me personally, you know, if I had my choice, I would cover hockey any day of the week over basketball. I'm not saying this to knock high school basketball players, but it always amazes me, you know, especially with you, like, seeing Jake, like, lay people out and just slam them into the ice. And, like, I mean, yeah, guys, you know, Travis, too, and this is a podcast, so I can say it, just beating the crap out of people. And no one complained. You know what I mean? Crowds roar, and it's legal. And then I go the very next night, like less than 24 hours later, and the kid, like, gets sneezed on or just barely brushed, and he's sitting there crying. It's a technical foul, and it's like, are you flipping kidding me, man? Like, all these kids are the same age, you know what I mean? And, like, basketball players get all the attention, and it just drives me nuts because it's like, if these people would just go to a high school hockey game or even a peewee hockey game, like, to me, that's sports.
We did have one game this year, though, where some parents told their AD that he needed to stop the game because we were playing too physical.
Uh-huh. Benedictine?
No.
Oh, because I was at that one.
Was that River? No, that was a...
You could say it.
Lake. We're at Cleveland Heights.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but... That's the sport, though.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's funny, too, because the only time ever it was like, man, I don't know if you needed to hit him that hard is you against Benedictine. Like, at the end, you just crushed that. Like, it was nowhere near the play. He was flying drill on him. I'm like, well, it's hockey. Yeah, you didn't get called for anything, so it was fine. But I was like, damn.
The ball
was
clean.
Yeah, it was. All the parents yelling. And that's when you guys had that, that was crazy. Like, 5-on-4 with a kid who wasn't the goalkeeper. So, on that note, and you can keep this answer as short or as long as you want, it doesn't matter. And we'll start with Jake. What was your biggest win over the last 4 years, like the one you'll always remember, and what was your toughest loss that was probably the hardest to get past?
All right, so I want to say best win was the quadruple overtime against Cleveland Heights our sophomore year, but unfortunately, I broke my leg halfway through that year,
So
I was out for the rest of the season, Barron Cup, SWC. So, best game, I got to take it way back to freshman year, winning SWCs.
Cool. Very cool.
That was nice.
Toughest loss?
Toughest loss.
I got mine.
Go ahead, Riley. Yeah, we'll come back. Go ahead.
Toughest loss for me, I'm going to say, is against Amherst and SWCs this year.
Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that on Twitter.
Making it through... close to the whole overtime period.
Mm-hmm.
Just one wrong bounce and the game was over.
Best win?
I got to go with the quadruple overtime.
That was awesome. From the bench, that was awesome.
Yeah, that game was fun. I think we had a parent count up the time and me and three other kids played 73 of 75 minutes or something
Holy
like that.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
I believe it.
Joe?
Best win, at least for me, was my sophomore year. We were in a tournament down in Columbus. And we were playing Dublin Kaufman.
Yep.
The year before, they were in the Final Four, State Final Four. And we beat them like 3-1 or 4-1.
It was insane.
Yeah, it was a great win. Let's see, for my hardest loss, though, considering I didn't play in the quadruple overtime game or the SWC championship game we won. Yeah, I had a tough few years.
All good.
Yeah, I'm just making fun of myself. I'm just stuck between two of them. It's either the championship game with Amherst this year, where we lost in OT, or our last game against Rocky River.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't get the results we wanted, but it was just hard letting go of the sport that I love.
No, I hear you. I mean, let me ask you this, too. You know, again, for me as a commentator, it pumps me up when the crowd's loud.
Oh, yeah.
There were times, you know, a month ago or whatever it was, when you guys were playing Avon Lake on a Sunday night, you know, in River. And I was sitting, like, next to your moms and dads and brothers and sisters. And, like, I think at one point I hit the pause button. And I'm like, can we get some noise? Because, like when people are loud, it just helps me as a commentator. What does it do for you guys as a player?
It just pumps you up. You can, like, kind of feel it, too. Like, feel it run through your body. You're like, all right, yeah, let's go. Maybe you make a harder hit next time or a better save or a goal. I mean, it can change the game. It really can.
I definitely think a loud crowd makes a difference. It definitely gets you pumped up. One time in particular, I think Malotti was out for this game too with his leg, but we played Midview in SWC's our sophomore year, and we were down, it was 5-1?
Yeah, something like that.
5-1
or
4-1?
I think it was 5-1, yeah.
And we came back to tie it within 2 minutes, and everybody was going crazy, and my whole body was tingling.
Yeah.
Because of how crazy it was inside the rink.
As well as, like, our home fans get me going, I love the visitor fans.
Yep.
Because they hate me.
Yeah.
They hate me, but I love it. When they're yelling, kick them out, I'm like, I'm getting your kid now.
I'm getting your kid.
No, it's funny because it's true. And again, as a commentator, I'm getting juiced up too. Like, that's sweet. But we were at the Avon Lake Rocker, or I keep saying Rocker River because it was in River, but that game, like, the one parents were, like, yelling at Riley, and, like, somebody was yelling, and they probably saw him at you, like, kick him out and everything, and then, I'll look
at him, too.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta stare him down at that point. Yep. They start talking to you, you just stare him down, and they don't know what to do.
I was wondering if you guys could hear that, because I'm sitting there, especially as a writer. You can hear everything. It's sickening what you hear. But, like,
you hear them at the best times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love, like, the ones that come from our home stands, like, pass the puck.
Yeah.
Those ones, it's just like, oh, thanks. I got it.
Wide open net.
Shoot it! Oh, thanks for reminding me to shoot on the open net.
That's so damn funny. I remember when I was covering the UFC a couple years ago, Max Holloway was fighting. And, you know, when you're covering the UFC, you're cage side. It's awesome, you know. But this, so everybody, like, usually, like, the family, like, the fighters sit close because they probably get, you know, cheap tickets or whatever to come down or a discount. So the one lady's yelling at Max Holloway. She's like, breathe, Max. Don't forget to breathe. And, like, in the media, you can't say anything. Like, you can't cheer. You literally have to, like, sit there frozen and just write down what you see. And at one point, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he knows he's got to breathe. Like, he's got it. Like, just the dumb crap you hear people say. Like,
yeah.
Like, you don't need to tell someone to breathe. No, I believe it. Riley, how did it feel, you know, that 100th goal? I mean, that was a hat trick to get there, 98, 99, 100. In your mind, did you know? I mean, you had to have known.
Yeah. I've kind of been counting down all season for that. After the last season, I knew it would be attainable, but it was going to be hard. So I relied heavily on my teammates to help me get that done.
Sure.
Definitely wouldn't have happened without them. I mean, even last year, almost every one of my goals had 1-2 assists on it, which is good. You like to see that. So, yeah, it really all comes down to teammates that helped me get that done.
Very cool. You know, kind of the answer I figured, too. I mean, it's true. I mean, hockey is a team sport.
Yeah.
It really is. All right, I'm going to lighten the mood for a little bit. Real quick, too. You know, one answer, one word, whatever you want. We'll start with Jake. I was thinking about this last night. There's like four to choose from. But like, what is your favorite hockey movie?
Miracle, without a doubt.
I agree, by the way. It's mine. That Herb Brooks speech, man, gets me juiced up every time.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
This past year was my first year ever watching Miracle beginning to end.
Really?
I got him on it.
Yeah, I could never find it. But yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with Miracle.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a hockey movie?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's just, there's so many to choose from.
Mighty Ducks is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Ducks is a classic, but I don't know if it's my favorite.
I don't know. Wasn't there like an Adam Sandler one?
It's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, but he plays golf. Yeah, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, Slapshot. Slapshot's always a good one, but that's like not, you know.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
That's only like me.
I like Youngblood. Youngblood's good. Just coming from a goalie point of view, you know. Oh. Holy suck in that movie.
Never even heard of that.
That's Riley pulls
that
on his
phone. Is that what's called, Youngblood? Am I blanking out?
What?
Guys, speaking of Mighty Ducks, and this brings me to my next question.
Yeah, that's a
so, you had a short bench this year. Something that jumped out to me, obviously, but another thing too. I noticed this more so last year than this year, because this year I really just kind of like favorited you guys, like focused on you. But last year I covered just a crap load of teams. More and more teams have girls on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now you guys personally with a short bench, like you had. I mean, how like. Talk to me a little bit about the Sukenics. Like, you know, two players at once get added. You know, you talked to the girl in the plane. Was that a tough transition for you guys? Or was that something like you just desperately needed one more warm body if you could get one?
I think she wanted to join me.
Yeah,
like,
she
started off as a trainer. And she, like, figure skated her whole life.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure Murphy just asked her if she wanted to play. And
both her brothers.
Yeah, both her brothers play.
Kyle and Cam both played. So she came on as a trainer this year.
One day she just dresses up for practice, and then the rest is history. She's on the squad now.
Were you guys like, this is awesome? Or just ho-hum?
I personally never played with the girl, but yeah, it was really cool.
Well, no, I think it's great. I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing at the fact that, like, you're, like, struggling to answer. It's cool. I mean, to me, like, if I saw that, I would be so pumped up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's like... Yeah. Throw everything away, like, it doesn't matter. Like, sex, race, whatever, does not matter. Like, put somebody on ice as my teammate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and again, you guys, like, the one thing that people kept saying about your team, you know, commentators of mine, and just people, you know, that know the game of hockey, is that they were very, very talented. Speaking about, you know, not just you guys, but the whole team, they were very, very talented, but short on death. You know what I mean? And like I said, I never thought you guys quit once. Never thought that. But it wears you down.
It's been the story of our team for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, you can be the best player in the world, but when you're playing 40 out of 45 minutes in a game...
It wears you down.
It wears you down.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, we had sophomore, junior year, were two unreal years with a solid, what, eight guys or whatever?
Eight guys on the team.
I mean, I think we're destined for kind of what happened this year. I mean, our league got harder. We played harder teams, and they were just able to use their full bench. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Laughing at me.
So two last questions here. One on the fly, the one I've written down here. So what do you do before a game to get pumped up? Like, when you're in the locker room, you got your pads on, like, do you listen to music? Do you, like, punch the locker?
That's a Joey question.
Do you play cards? Like, what do you do to get in that zone? Actually, yeah, the goaltender's the perfect person.
He does everything but nothing.
I just find a routine. I jog a light mile before the game. That kind of loosens the body up, but I always listen to the same music, and that gets me going.
Wait a second.
And speaking...
Wait. Do you jog the day of the game or in full goalie pads?
No, not in full goalie pads. That'd be really tough to do.
I'm just busting your balls. It's fine.
I know.
So, continue. I was rude.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Speaking of playing the same music. Kind of have this tradition going. Some of the guys don't find it as, what's the word I'm looking for, fun, pumping up as I do. We play Hallelujah before before the game.
Wow, okay.
Pentatonics edition.
Yeah, like the acapella version.
Yeah.
And that started back sophomore year.
Uh-huh, down in Columbus.
Down in Columbus.
That's like the tradition, huh?
Yeah,
the tradition.
So, and like, it's kind of weird, because like, sometimes we play it, and we play like, way better than when we don't play it. It's just like, strange to me.
The Platonics?
Pentatonics, yeah.
Pentatonics. All right, we're going to find this right now.
Had to come up. Now the whole bar's
Pentatonics, coming. Hallelujah. Yeah, because there's no way I was going to try to spell that. All right, hopefully this is it. Let's see here. Of course, the UFC preview comes up. What else? Do you guys watch MMA at all?
A little bit.
Anybody?
My dad does. I sort of want to try it.
Oh, I think you'd be good.
I really want to. I was talking to somebody today about it.
Should. Is this it?
Oh, yeah.
Just like when you get the guy, all the guys singing at once. It's like,
All right, we're going to put it right here. Well, it goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king. You guys want to get up and start hitting each other, that's fine, too. Oh, I've heard this a million times. I love the song.
Alright,
now I'm gonna put you guys in tears. Hope not. Especially with this song playing. That last game over the weekend, the buzzer sounds, 8-4, lost the river, it's over. What was going through your mind? How hard was it?
That's what mattered. It's just like the season's over, and now we won't be like, we'll still be close, but not as close. Like, we won't be coming back. Like, we won't be coming back to practice every day like we have in the past few months, or for me, like the past 4 years. So, like, just went up to Travis. He got out of the box, and I just like hugged him and started bawling my eyes out. So it's like, it's hard just to like stop like playing your high school sport with all your best friends. It's just, it's one of the toughest things to do, and it's sad. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was probably the worst feeling I've ever had. Got back in the locker room. All you can really do is just sit there. I know I had my head buried in my jersey the whole time. I didn't want to get undressed. I even asked the coach if I could just take my skates off and walk out and get on the bus and everything still, because I didn't want to take the jersey off. Probably one of the most depressing things ever.
And I mean, this initial end of the game, you're sad about the game, but then it hits you that it's not happening ever. This is the last of it. I mean, you go up to your buddies and you give them the biggest hug ever, and you think you're going to hold it in, but then you hug each other and then you just let it go. You start bawling your eyes out. And it's not even like a senior thing. Like, when I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, I always got emotional after the end of the year. And like, there's kids that are sophomores and they're crying and I'm hugging them and like, it's so sad. It affects everybody. Like, everybody cares.
It's that connection and bond you have is in the hockey team, at least with ours.
Yeah, I didn't want to take the jersey off either.
Especially with like a small team like that. Like,
yeah, everyone is close. Like, you'll catch us together on the weekends, or even after practice, hanging out, going to other high school games. Like, we're always together.
Yeah,
very cool, man. And if you see me, please say hi. Like, pull me out and be like, hey, you remember us? Please, say it, because if I'm with, like, my friends or my wife, they'll think it's the coolest thing ever. Like, especially if I'm with my kids. Be like, hey! So, guys, I'm very proud of you. As a North Olmsted Eagle myself, I did not personally play hockey, but I know the sport, like, the back of my hand. I know what it takes to play it. And definitely could not be prouder of you. And also, very cool, you guys, I got to check the records, but I'm almost positive. You are my first guests. Like every other thing we everything we've ever done to this point has been broadcast in a game, or when I do like a podcast, I do it down here, you know, and it's usually like 20 minutes or something. But I was like talking with everybody. I'm like, man, we need to start having some guests on, and I just thought you guys would be perfect. We do a lot of hockey. We do a lot of boxing. We're doing more boxing on Friday night. So everybody listening, Brody Stanford will be up next. So for myself and everybody on Keon Sports, I want to thank these guys for batting leadoff tonight. We're going to transition from hockey to boxing here shortly. But before we go, where can we find each and every one of you playing next year somewhere? And if you have any kind of social media thing you want to feed or, you know, plug, please do. Your mom and dad, if they own a small company, they get a free plug right now. Throw it on there. Seriously.
All right. Wait. So, going to go to a few junior camps this year. So, if that fall somewhere, I could see myself there. But as of now, I'm deciding between going to Tri-C for a year and then transferring, or going to Bowling Green right away, starting my business degree.
Okay.
And possibly playing club hockey there.
Be a Falcon. Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Very, very cool. I'll come cover you if you do that. Absolutely. Riley?
I'm going to be doing junior camps too. I'm praying that works out, because if it doesn't, I really don't know what I'm doing. I could end up going to college, but I'm really leaning towards going into the military.
Okay.
Well,
how does mom feel about that? No comment. Okay. Well, either way, bud, I'll pray for you. Go ahead.
I'll be going into Kent State next in the fall semester, and still deciding if I want to play college hockey. I think I'm going to, or at least try out to.
Sure.
If not, I mean, I can always just maybe try and find like a pickup league or something like that. It's, you know, they have a rink right on campus.
Absolutely. And they are not getting off that easy. One more round of work here. So, guys, thank you. I'm going to have Joe start with soccer. Yeah, we're on. Yep, soccer shots. So we're going to have a hockey goaltender talk to you about soccer shots.
Soccer shots. You can find us in beer league, too.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be going to all of them this summer. All right, soccer shots.
Great transition.
Yeah, just, we're gonna leave that back there.
Yeah, you're good. Louder.
The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor action. Sign your kids up for soccer shots today. It is an excellent program to teach your child about exercise and overall hard work.
Workout Factory. Are you looking to work off those post-holiday pounds? Have a busy schedule and need a place to work out that is always open? Check out the Workout Factory at 5508 Ridge Road in Parma, right off Ridge Road.
Dude, that was good. No, I'm not even joking. Like, he could seriously do that for a living. That was pretty good.
Here's my shot.
Go ahead, Jake.
The Seta Trophy has been a staple of Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all of your trophy and celebration needs. This trusted company is on time and completes work to perfection every time. Visit them today at 435 Rocky River Drive, Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, we got any more? Any left?
Yeah, there's two more.
I let him do the next one.
You're gonna rather read them all. Yeah. You're so good at it.
It was like that public act. You ever watch anything on like Sports Time Ohio? So any kind of like local commercial when they got the voiceover? It's exactly how he sounds.
Call.
Yeah. That's good. Go ahead. It's better than me.
Alright.
Did you just say CLE or Cleveland?
Cleveland Clothing Company.
Alright.
Cleveland Clothing Company. Cleveland Clothing has been spreading Cleveland pride one t-shirt at a time since 2008. Cleveland Clothing has you covered with all your Cleveland needs, from socks to hats to super soft tees and hoodies. Use the promo code SPORTS20 in all capitals for 20% off your purchase.
Awesome. Right, take us home, Joe.
See. Ultimate Home Remodelers. The focus on the very best in windows, siding, and roofing, as well as interior and exterior remodeling and renovation. Follow them on Facebook today.
Okay. And now...
Up next on Keon Sports, Brody Stanford.
Up next, Rhody Stanford. At this time, I welcome in a very special guest, a young man, as well as his coach, who I've had the pleasure of not only watching this guy fight, I've had the pleasure of calling some of his fights. His name, Rhody Stanford. Just an incredible young man. I got to tell you flat out, guys, before we get started, he has a very bright future in this sport. He's in Toledo right now. We are actually based here in North Olmsted, so we are going to be doing this over the phone, and we will do our best to work with the audio as we go. So, guys, Harry, Rhody, welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And, Rhody, just, you know, kind of give the guys listening and women listening a little bit of history on you. He is the current 165-pound under-19 champion with Goddard Kincaid Boxing. Actually, Kincaid Goddard Boxing. But, Rhody, where are you from and how old are you?
I'm from Maumee, Ohio. It's a suburb of Toledo. I'm 19 years old.
And you've been living there your whole life?
Yep.
And Harry, where are you from? Where's your gym? And how long have you been training fighters?
Okay, I've been born and raised here in Toledo, Ohio. Our gym's here in Toledo. Actually, before I opened this gym, work with amateurs, I worked with professional fighters. I also promoted, managed, and trained professional fighters. So I just figured out the other day, I was talking to this coach out of Detroit, and we was talking about how long we've been together, and we've been working together for about 42 years.
Wow, that's incredible. And Harry, in that 42 years, who are some of the more known pro boxers you've worked with?
Well, I tell you, we had one gentleman up here from Sonora, Mexico, and right now he's a WBO featherweight champion of the world, and that was Oscar Valdez. We had him up here working with us. We got him about 25 fights. He won the Ringside World Championship for us. And then, unfortunately, he had to go back to Mexico because of his visa. But we'd fly him up from time to time to for our dinner shows up here. But, yeah, I've had some really good fighters. Won Intercontinental titles. You know, we fought Intercontinental Championships. But never had that big world championship. So we're working on it. And I'm hoping this young man here, Rhody, sitting next to me, that he's going to be that world champion I've been looking for.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree wholeheartedly there. And Rhody, you know, obviously you're boxing now, but I've seen you. You're a very athletic kid. And while you're a man, and I gotta stop calling you a kid. But you know, growing up, what sports did you play?
I played a lot of sports. I grew up playing baseball, you know, football. I did a little bit of everything. I wrestled a little bit. But at the end of sophomore year, I really started focusing on boxing, and you know, I really got very passionate for it, and that's the path that I chose.
You know, growing up, and even now, you know, who are Rhody? You know, who were some of the people you've looked up to in the sports world and outside of the sports world?
So, in the sports world, I look up to Joe Frazier. He's my favorite boxer of all time. Favorite baseball player, he's Robinson Cano. I look up to him. And outside of sports, you know, my parents, my dad, Steve Stanford, my mom, Paula Stanford, I look up to them, you know, my friends. And I also look up to my coach. So... That's who I look up to.
And a question, you know, for both you guys, and you could take turns, whoever wants to go first, it really doesn't matter. For both of you, though, what got you interested in boxing, and what steps did you take to begin training in the sport?
Well, I was watching a fight, and I told my dad, you know, I want to start doing this, so... He didn't really know if I was being serious. So he was working for a guy, and the guy said to my dad that I couldn't handle it, and you know, that kind of fired me up, kind of made me, you know, want to prove them wrong. And you know, I had a lot of people tell me, you know, I couldn't handle it, you know, but I wanted to just prove them wrong. So that's what, you know, made me start.
I got started, I wanted to give back to the community. As a kid, I was kind of like in trouble, and you know, I was just fighting all the time. And then I had a coach took me under his wing and helped turn my life around. And he made me promise him that when I grow up, I'd give back to the community by helping kids. So that's how I started the boxing gym. I want to get kids off the streets and help turn their lives around. You know, it was payback time. So that's how I got involved.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's absolutely outstanding, Harry. It really is.
I'm really proud to say, too, that with our program, we have a learning center here. It's free of charge for the kids who belong here, but it's mandatory that they have to bring in schoolwork, and we provide tutors to work with the kids, and they got to have passing grades. And what we say is, you know, we want these kids to be champions in life. It's great to have a champion in the ring, but it's more important to have champions in life. And I'm very proud to say that six of our kids throughout the program has graduated from college, and we presently have 14 attending local colleges. So, again, we know we're trying to make champions in life. A lot of times these kids, you know, they're boxing that, and after the boxing career, they don't have anything. So we're trying, like I said, we're trying to make champions. Number one is champions in life, and two, you know, it's great to be that champion in the ring.
No doubt about it. And Brody, speaking of the ring, as we kind of transition to that, when was your first fight, and what promotion was it for?
What was the second question?
What promotion was it for?
Oh, my first fight was June 2017, and it was right here in Toledo for my coach at his event.
And okay, what's a typical day of training like for you, Brody? Like, what, you know, your typical day in the life of a fighter, you know, training-wise? What's it like for you? What do you do?
So, I usually come to practice 7 a.m., come to the gym, work out with my coach. We do our schooling, you know, our techniques and our mitt work. And then I go home. And I do a little bit of strength and conditioning. And then I, take a nap, get up, and I go on my run. I have a different running schedule. I do different stuff every day with my running. And I get to relax a little bit more, and then I come back to the gym for the second workout. So that's how I train.
Harry, what makes a champion?
Well, you got to be coachable, for one, and, you know, you got to have the will. You know, there's the old saying, you can have all the skills, but if you don't have the will, you never become a champion. So, and you got to be coachable. You know, I've seen guys, you know, it's got strength and everything, but you just can't coach them. They just don't listen. So it's teamwork. You know, like I explained to Brody, when we're boxing, my job's in the corner. I got to be watching for the weak points, you know, and the strong points for the other guy. And if I see his hands are down or if he's stepping back, I'll call a combination or something. He's got to execute right away. We have to work together as a team. And that's how you come out, you know, with the big W, the win.
And, you know, back to Brody. And, you know, it's funny, too, because to me, real quick, before we keep moving on, Harry, that's anything in life. You need to be coachable. People who think they have all the answers are usually wrong. So, I mean, you literally have to listen every single day because you're going to learn something new. I mean, no doubt about it. Now, Brody, you know, it's funny because I talked with Nick last week, and, you know, we did his interview, and we had a blast. I can't wait to get both you guys together and you know, do a joint podcast. You know, he kind of teased a little bit. He really doesn't have much of a diet. He's just natural 165. You know, for you, what is your diet like?
I diet pretty good. I write everything down, you know, all my calories and everything I eat, see how it incorporates in my training, see if I feel good. So I diet pretty good. I'm currently, moving down in weight right now. So I'm dropping down in a weight class because as I get in better shape and I eat better, I'm dropping pounds. So, yeah.
Okay. You know, and to this point in your career, you're still very young. What has been your biggest win, your toughest opponent, and your toughest loss?
Yeah, Nick was my toughest opponent for sure. And I'm happy, you know, me and him got to become friends because I was telling him after the last fight, man, I wanted to rip his head off. But but now, I'm happy we're good friends now and he's a great guy. But, yeah, that was a war. And
I called it.
You called it great, you know.
Thank you.
We knew we came up short, but... You know, I learned a lot from that fight, and, you know, Nick told me he learned a lot, too, so that's what boxing is all about, you know, like, the respect, you gotta respect each other, you know, I don't like all the trash talking and stuff like that, so, you know, Nick's a great guy, and he's a tough fighter.
And I'm gonna let you say his last name, because if I mispronounce it again, he's gonna punch me in the nose.
Duganier.
Nick Duganier, yep.
There you go.
If I can add to that, yeah. It's great for our sport with boxing because, unfortunately, there's so much trash talk, like Brody was saying, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, it's like you should be, you know, positive and talk good about each other and, you know, and add some class to this sport. You know,
I agree.
You've got to be two warriors that goes into the ring. You know, you don't need to talk trash. Admire one another. You know, I mean, when you're inside the ring, it's a war. But afterwards, you shake hands and, you know, good sportsmanship. Be that champion. That's a champion right there. You know, talking trash, that's not being a champion.
I couldn't agree more, Harry. I feel like I've known you my whole life. Every single word that's come out of your mouth, I agree with 110%. It's exactly right.
That fight with Nick and Brody, that was a great fight. You know, and actually, we came up short, but we have a lot of respect for Nick, and we have a lot of respect for his grandfather and them. I mean, just class act guys, you know. They really show good sportsmanship. And, So, you know, those are kind of guys when we hate to lose, but we're going to lose. We'd rather lose to guys like that.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was an incredible matchup. I'll never forget it. You know, and Harry, staying with you here, let me say it this way. How much sacrifice goes into the life of a boxer?
Well, it depends on each individual, but if you want it, like Brody does, you got to sacrifice so much. I mean, you got to live it every day. And just like Brody said earlier, we have him logging his food, his rest, and we also have common sheets on there. You know, how did I sleep? Did I have stress that day? It's very, very important. We also, we do our schooling. We study videos. Spend hours. So, you know, if you want to be good at this and you want to take it far, it's a business. You know, you got to live it 7 days a week. And that's what I like about Brody, you know, and he's even cut ties with a lot of his friends. And he's only got a handful of friends and they have the same common goals that he has. So you got to stay around positive people. You can't be around negative people. You got to get that rest. You know, and also if you want to do it as a hobby, then that's different. But like Brody, you know, we got our goals. Yeah, and that's why I spend so much time with him because I love what he's doing. He's dedicated, and like I said, we're doing it all right. You know, logging everything and his nutrition, and we're just taking it one fight at a time. And but that's what it takes. You know, a lot of sacrifices. You know, you can't be going out to the clubs with your friends, and you got to get that rest so you feel strong for your next workout. So that's what it takes. I mean, you got to live it.
And Brody, who do you feel has helped you get to this point, and what is your future?
What was that, sorry?
What do you feel has helped you get to this point?
Oh, my work ethic, for sure, and coach. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, you know, my parents or coach. But, you know, for me to be here, I need work ethic. I was telling coach the other day, you know, I might fight a guy that, you know, has way more, you know, athleticism and, you know, skills, power, but no, they're not going to work harder than me. I'm going to make sure they're not going to work harder than me, and, you know, they're not in the gym as much as me working harder, so I think that's the main thing, how hard you work, and, you know, I got blessed with my coach and, you know, my parents and everyone who supports me, so.
And when can we next see you fight?
Well, back in Cleveland, we're definitely fighting on May 17th, the show over there. And, you know, I just want to say we're really grateful to the fans over there in Cleveland. They really took to Brody. They kind of adapted him. And I have this saying that they call Brody, his father calls him the Bro Dog. And I said, you know, we want to thank the Cleveland fans for adopting him and welcome to the Dog Pound City. Go Browns.
Hell yeah, baby. Without a doubt. Yeah, oh,
we,
man.
We love boxing over in Cleveland. Great boxing fans. Bill Gowder does a great job, and his nephew, and we enjoy going over to the box. We got some fights lined up for him in Detroit, March 26th. He's going to be fighting Detroit dinner shows. And then we got April, we're looking at a couple fights, and then May 17th, we'll be back in Cleveland. But I kind of like to keep him going. I don't want to push him too much, wear him down. He's had like 4 fights in the past 6 weeks. So I want to tone it down a little bit because he's getting tougher and tougher opponents. We need to work on it. But I want to keep him busy at least 1 fight a month, if not 2.
Yeah, and Brody, you know, either you or your dad, you know, you just let me know. I'll try to make it out to that one in Detroit. I can't make any promises with, you know, 2 young daughters, but I would absolutely love to do that. I'd love to make a little road trip and come see you. That'd be fun. My wife is.
I like having you down.
Oh, dude, that'd be sweet. And it's the cool thing about the podcast is, you know, I could talk to you like you're my friend. You know, I don't need to play Mr. Professional, and I'll just tell you straight up, like, it's a crap load of fun calling your fights. And on top of that, my wife went to school at Toledo University, so I know the Toledo area like very well. I like it, actually. I think it gets a bad rep sometimes that it doesn't deserve. I enjoyed the hell out of going to Toledo to visit her. So. You know, much love to your hometown there. So basically we're, you know, this is kind of it here, kind of out of time, but guys, I wanted to thank you. Boxing to me is the ultimate sport. I love boxing. I have since I've been a little kid. I always will. You know, the endurance it takes, the dedication, the sacrifice, it is not a wimp sport. I mean, it is dead on balls. You need to be tough. You need to be disciplined. One of the biggest things I said when I started this company, Keon Sports, is we were going to have a large focus on MMA, but we were also going to have a large focus on boxing. And because of, you know, Nick, because of yourself, Brody, you know, the two of you, and there's more to come we're going to have on this show, you know, I wanted to thank you again for coming on tonight. You and Harry, thank you both very much.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome. Yeah, we'll definitely come over to Cleveland, too, if you want to do have Brody and Nick on at the same time. That'd be awesome.
I think that'd be a blast. I really do. So, I'm going to go ahead and just give me 1 second here. Wow, what an outstanding couple of guys there. That was great. Put it on pause there. I wanted to speak to him personally about something. Just, wow, incredible. Again, I can't say it enough. And you guys heard it tonight. Hockey players, MMA fighters, and boxers. I'm telling you right now, man, they are so dedicated. It's just incredible. They work their asses off for very little money, quite frankly. And it just, you know, the discipline it takes to play both those sports, God, man, I'll tell you flat out, 95% of America couldn't do it. They couldn't. They'd like to. They'd go watch a Rocky movie or something, and I love Rocky. Lord knows I love Rocky. But it doesn't work that way. Like, you legit... You know, those are 2 sports. You have to start at a young age and get up every single day and practice and diet and just all of it. It ain't easy. So, again, this was a blast. Oh, we got to do more of these. This was an absolute blast. Coming up this weekend, a little look ahead for you guys. We have, see, tomorrow night we got great job there, author. We have... yes, Strongsville at Westlake. So girls playoff basketball, Strongsville at Westlake, 7 p.m. Me and my main man there, Rubano Rodriguez. The wife calls him Roman. He is the one and only Ruben Rodriguez. Me and Ruben will be on the call once again. Strongsville at Westlake girls playoff basketball, 7 p.m. Abby Matalovich. Can't wait to call that name. She is phenomenal for Westlake. Abby Matalovich. And then Friday night, the biggie,
Ed King's Friday night fights out there at World Church, the Sportsplex behind World Church in Warrensville Heights. It is going to be sensational. Me, I hope to God, Eli Mooningham on color. Everybody, knock on wood, is healthy going into this Friday night. It's going to be a blast. Myself and Eli, actually, it will be me on color if Eli's there. Eli will be doing the play-by-play, so it will be a lot of fun. CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Guys, sponsors, we need them badly. CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. I want to quit my real job tomorrow. This needs to be the job. CoachVin14, Yahoo.com. Sponsorships, sponsorships, sponsorships. I want to thank my guests, Harry Cummins and Brody Stanford from IBC Toledo Gym. Obviously, you've already heard us call numerous Brody Stanford fights. The kid's amazing. And, without a doubt, Jake Malotti, Joseph Warzarski, and Riley Vertosnik, and Mrs. Vertosnik, I'm not letting her off the hook that easy, for coming over to my house here in North Olmsted for the in-person interview. For all of them, this is Vince McKee. This has been the Kia Sports Podcast. Good night, everybody. Listen to the lyrics. This one's for you, big boy. Every time.